Let's talk to Steve Baldy, who's calling us from North Shropshire. Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Steve. What do you want to say?
Yeah, I sit on the West Midlands Committee of Rail Future, the national campaigning organisation which lobbies constantly for a bigger and better railway and for more investment in the railways. What I'd like to say is that I am speaking in a personal capacity, but a big part of the problem is the not the ownership of different parts of the railway as such, but the structure of that ownership and the interaction between the different parts of the industry, particularly when there's disruption or when big projects run late, or all the other problems that we've seen, which have contributed to the recent meltdown, as it's been called. If all the players in the rail industry, Network Rail, and all the operators, and all the contractors, and the rolling stock owners, and so on, were contractually required to work together, particularly in the delivery of big projects and improvements, and particularly in times of disruption, then things would be far better. There should be clear lines of command when things go wrong, whether that's a senior person in Network Rail or a senior person in one of the operating companies. But there should be a defined command structure, particularly when things aren't going well.
So you're talking about a centralised control that will sit
atop all of
these franchises?
No, it's a contractual requirement that these are the way things are going to happen, and these are the way that the various players must work together.
But don't they have contractual obligations already just to make sure their trains run and that people aren't too inconvenienced? And if they don't, then they get financial penalties. Isn't that just said?
Management time wasted, and a huge amount of money sloshing around the industry in compensation, not externally, but within the industry. If, for example, Network Rail has to close a line because somebody has trespassed or committed suicide and been killed by a train, then Network Rail has to pay the various operators and everybody else lots and lots of compensation, and then different operators claim against each other and so on. That's absolutely ludicrous. Likewise, when upgrades aren't completed on time, then Network Rail has to pay lots of compensation to the operators and has to pay for all the replacement buses and so on, when, of course, once the upgrade is completed, that will be to the advantage of the train operators because they'll have better infrastructure and they can run more and faster trains. So, you know, all the money sloshing around and all the lawyers that are involved in the industry and all the delay attribution officers that are employed by all the players in the industry to blame each other and to claim compensation off each other is a waste of resources and a waste of time, and it's a complete nonsense. The railways are structurally have to be a proper integrated unit.
Got it.
Integrated whole working together.
Got it. Got it.
It doesn't matter so much as long as contractors are required and know that they have to work together as one.
You've said that very clearly, Steve. Thank you.
And
for everybody else. Thank you, Dave. Dave from Glasgow.